This is Ted Kennedy. The education president stubbed his toe on an education issue, student loans for college. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration gets an F on its education report card for its embarrassing disarray on federal aid to college students. For some time, Congress has been trying to reform college loans. Instead of students borrowing from banks and the federal government guaranteeing their loans, students would avoid the middleman and borrow directly from the Treasury. They'd pay Uncle Sam back later, based on income they earn. Governor Bill Clinton was one of the earliest supporters of that worthwhile idea, Al, and many others favor it too. But not President Bush. For months, he stonewalled Congress and threatened to veto any bill that provided direct loans. Surprise! Just the other day, the president flip-flopped. Now he's for the idea. Let's welcome him aboard, Al. But the education president should have given credit to the education governor when he borrowed his good idea.
Don't flatter yourself there, pal. Only in fantasyland would Bush ever endorse Clinton's or your budget-busting student loan proposals. The president's proposal would give working men and women direct loans for single courses to help them get ahead or to get back in the workforce. It would also allow the repayment of loans based on a student's income after leaving school. But the great big difference between Bush and the Congress is that Bush's proposal would not create a new program adding bloat to the federal deficit and would not divert attention from what the Democrats are really always doing, sandbagging the taxpayers. Fact is, Ted, the idea of an income contingent loan, the one that Bill Clinton claims is his, is actually a product of Ronald Reagan. Ted, you Dems sure twist the old phrase, you don't have to fool all of the people all of the time, just try to fool enough of them to get elected. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the U.S. Postal Service trying to improve its image. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.